Treasury Department just reported about $3.8 trillion in government-wide spending last year. And where did all that money go? Well, you can sort of find the answer out now on the beta version of the USAspending.gov website. The site went live on May 9th as part of the Data Act rollout. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers talked to Christina Ho, Treasury's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Accounting Policy and Financial Transparency, about this new site and what it means for accountability and transparency of federal spending.
What's most significant is that for the first time that people will be able to track the spending from appropriation all the way down to the individual award level that tells you where that money go to and what it went into for.
Are you anticipating all agencies to submit some sort of information? And if so, what does that tell us about how all the agencies have kind of worked together on getting this implementation out?
We will say that all CFO agencies have submitted data or at this point already, because our reporting deadline was April 30th. And we also have a substantial number of small agencies. There will be some gaps depending on the agency system implementation maturity, because there are some linkages that's a little bit difficult to implement. So there will be some gap for a few large agencies.
What do you mean by linkages?
So if the data is coming from appropriation account, so the way that the website will work is total spending at the summary level. In order to be able to track it all the way down to the individual award level, and it tells you the location of the spending, it requires a linkage between the award information and the summary financial information. And that is a specific objective in the Data Act. And we are implementing it. All the agencies have implemented, most of the agencies have implemented it for beginning of FY 17 Q2. So the historical data is not going to be linked. We have been working with the agency for the past 3 years together along the way. And I think incrementally, because we took the agile approach, which required us to engage with the agency to work together every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks, they have the opportunity to test. We build something, they test it, and then we adjust based on the feedback. So there was really no surprises for the agency in terms of submission, because by the time they were submitting, they've already done a lot of testing. And also, we have been very responsive to if there were changes they needed us to make, and they gave us feedback, and we felt those were really good feedback. They get that updated in a matter of weeks, which I would say that very few government entities can say they have that kind of response rate for any type of IT changes. And then we also have weekly touch point with the agency. So I feel like we have done a very good job engaging with the agency and giving agency the opportunity to give us feedback and us taking their feedback. So I think the result is really a testimony of obviously this team, which include my team and all the agencies that have been working on this so hard for the past 3 years, as well as the approach we took, because we didn't just, you know, collect a whole bunch of requirements 2 years ago, spent a year to build, then spent another year to test, and only to figure out things didn't work. We did it in 2 weeks increment. Every 2 weeks, we build something, we test something, we adjust. So that has really, that this outcome and how smooth it went did surprise me, because I've been implementing system in the federal government and also a long time in the private sector. This is the smoothest I have ever had that happen. And nobody sent me an email to complain about anything. So that's a really good thing. So it's a testimony to all the people who have been working on it and a testimony to this approach that we took.
That's Christina Ho of the Treasury Department. Former Office of Management and Budget Controller Dave Mader also credited that approach with the success of the implementation process. I caught up with Mader, who now works in Deloitte's civilian sector, at a recent AGA CFO-CIO summit in Washington, and he talked about that partnership with Treasury and the federal agency is preparing for the DATA Act rollout.
I think the community at large should feel good about what they accomplished over the last 2.5 years.
What do you think the reason was that they finally started to come around to it? Was it just begrudgingly doing it and then realizing, oh, this works? Or was it you having to come on the hill?
I mean, I think the working relationship that developed between Treasury and OMB, Dave Liebrich and myself, who worked for years together, and having that sort of single focus, saying, no, we are going to accomplish this. And the Hill actually, through appropriations, giving some agencies some resources to get it done was helpful. But again, I think it was a good example of when you get a team together, if they agree on the objective, then, you're going to really just, sort of double down and, work through the problems. And we did that. They all did that. I think we built a foundation. Now the key is how do you move forward to build on that initial success. I think the other thing, and one of the panelists mentioned, Senator Lankford's taxpayer right to know. We started working on that when I was at OMB in the last Congress. I think what's good is the fact that the DATA Act created this foundation. I think if the Congress passes and the President signs this piece of legislation, which will require some additional reporting at the program level, it'll include some FTE headcount. It'll include some evidence. So it's like, DATA Act 1.2. Mm-hmm. If we hadn't gotten one done right, then this one would never have been successful. So I think, recognizing that, probably inevitably that legislation is going to get passed and get signed by the president, at least in our thinking as we work through the DATA Act, we realize, we're going to have to accommodate additional data elements mm-hmm. going forward. And the system that Treasury designed will give us that flexibility.
That was Dave Mader, former OMB controller. The flexibility Mader talked about is key for this rollout, since the May 9th implementation isn't an ending. It's really a beginning of a new era of federal spending reports. Here's Treasury's Christina Ho.
Because the data is quite complex, there's still going to be questions people will have about the different levels of granularity. And why some data are linked and some doesn't. So, for example, salary expense is not going to, you're not going to be able to keep drilling it down to the individual employees. So those are things we expect there will still be a lot of education that we have to do and feedback that we have to get, because it's the first time people ever had this kind of data put together in a very structured and standard way. So we expect that we will get more feedback, which is why we are going to, this is just the beginning. Even in terms of the website features, we expect that we have to continue to be responsive to the public and the users' feedback and make enhancement as needed.
That's Christina Ho, Treasury Department's Assistant Secretary for Accounting Policy and Financial Transparency, speaking to Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Check out Meredith's full story and all of our Data Act coverage at federalnewsradio.com.